Listening Library presents Tantalize by Cynthia Leitick Smith. Read for you by Kim Mai Guest.
I never drink wine.
Bela Lugosi's Dracula. Antipasto. Innocenza. Lousy idea. Us sitting like that on the railroad tracks. If we had had to jump, it would have been a heart-stopping drop to the lake below. But Kieran had said he could hear a train coming from far away, in more than enough time for us to scramble from the middle of the bridge to safety. And I trusted him, liked him watching out for me, too. To the west, the fading horizontal clouds had turned a bloody tangerine color, fuzzy, and tinged with violet, like the inside of a conch shell. So I imagined picking one up, a curved shell, and shaking it to see if the animal within had died. Then Kieran's fingernails began tracing the pattern on my upturned palm, and it was hard to think about anything. I knew it bothered him, though. My laugh line, my love line, my lifeline, slight, and severed. All of them. This was 4 years ago, so we were in middle school, past due for hand-holding. I'd been staying with Kieran's family, helping with the baby, while my folks were in Guatemala doing whatever professors with archaeology PhDs did there. Daddy, anyway. Mama had just gone along for the ride. They'd be back the day after tomorrow, I realized. And tomorrow could be gone.